Some of the history and art books in our classical curriculum have photos of ancient paintings that include nude women. Should I be concerned, particularly for my boys? What is your perspective on nudity in art, particularly when it comes to education?
The first thing is if I was one of the editors of the omnibus curriculum, mm-hmm. and there's six volumes of those textbooks, a number, and there's nudity in the art there. And if, mm-hmm. if someone has a question about that, they can get a statement from Veritas Press on on this that we worked on. It's a problem you have to address. So you have nude pieces, nude paintings, nudes in paintings and stuff in the curriculum. And how do you teach art history without teaching? Well, this is the, you don't cover up the Venus de Milo and you don't cover up Michelangelo's David. And you, how do you do it? Well, there are several things. One, my first reaction should always be to go back to the Bible. I think a lot of Christians have a simplistic understanding of nudity, where they think nudity equals porn, mm-hmm. Because they're saying, well, pornography, everybody in pornography has their clothes off, so if you have your clothes off, it's therefore pornography. But that's like all cows are mammals, therefore all mammals are cows. You have to go back to the scripture. In the Bible, what does nudity represent, mm-hmm. right? So frequently in scripture, if you go through all the places where sometimes uncovering someone's nakedness is sexual, mm-hmm. right? You shall, when in the Mosaic law, you shall not uncover so-and-so's nakedness. You shall not. Mm-hmm. So that's a sexual thing. That's the porn thing. Another scriptural meaning to nudity is poverty. Nakedness in scripture is a function of poverty. Someone's not clothed. Someone mm-hmm. needs to be clothed and fed and taken care of, and someone who is in great distress. So that's a scriptural definition of nudity, mm-hmm. and it's not sexual at all. So if someone had a painting of nude figures being rounded up for gas chamber, a Nazi gas chamber, that would not be a lascivious painting. It's a scriptural understanding mm-hmm. of nudity. Another example of nudity in scripture, another definition for it or another meaning for it, is disgrace. So disgrace is a result of God's judgment. So when God tells Israel, I'm going to pull your skirts up over your head and expose your nakedness, and mm-hmm. That's the sort of nudity that Christ participated in when he was crucified on the cross. Right. All right, so women were crucified facing the cross, mm-hmm. And men were crucified facing out. And paintings of Christ with a loincloth or whatever are not accurate. That's not how it was done. So someone who is cursed, hanged on a tree, that'd be an example of that sort of curse, and that's another biblical definition. There's another one that I think we can, this is not something that I can point to in scripture except obliquely. So I think scripture refers to this when it talks about what the Greeks consider to be wisdom. Protagoras said that man is the measure of all things. Mm. So if you, I'd say a great example of Hellenistic wisdom in a Christian setting would be Michelangelo's David. Michelangelo's David is a humanist cartoon, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Look at the size of his hands. Mm-hmm. Right. His hands are like the size of Thor's hands in a Marvel comic book. Mm-hmm. Right. It's a cartoon. It's exaggerated, accentuated, and the reason it. Now, kids, you notice that in this painting here, or in this photograph of a statue.
Right.
We've got this is the nudity that's going on. This is the kind of nudity that's going on. Mm-hmm. This is what the Bible says about that sort of thing. And teach them, walk mm-hmm. them through this so that when they get out in the world and they're flipping through an art book in a bookstore and they come across it, they know how to process it. Many conservative Christians, particularly conservative Christian moms, think that if you see somebody, if their teenage boy sees somebody without clothes, they will fall into lust, like mm. like somebody dropped a bowling ball. You know, it's just sort of automatic. I just don't think that's true at all, particularly if right. a wise older Christian is walking them through, explaining this.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but the paintings and the sculptures that are in the Veritas stuff,
right?
I can't remember exactly what's there, but I don't think that they are either poverty or shame pictures. It's not poverty or shame nudity.
Well, some of the pictures were in Peter Hitchens. I don't have a particular painting in mind now, but Peter Hitchens in his book Rage Against God mm-hmm. recounts his conversion as seeing a painting of a bunch of naked people mm-hmm. going off to being led off to hell,
right.
sort of a judgment. And I think I don't remember, but there's some things like that in the Veritas.
Okay, but some of them are more along the lines of the Michelangelo
yeah.
David only men and with women.
Okay,
you wouldn't say that somebody. You're not saying that somebody couldn't have a lust problem with those kinds
oh,
of
no,
images.
Oh, no, I'm not saying they couldn't. And, so, and if they do, it's bad and it's a sin. They ought to confess it.
Right. So what would being a wise parent look like in walking your children through looking at something like that?
Wise parents talk to their children.
Okay.
So basically, if you are making guesses, you've got a teenage boy and you're guessing at what's going on in his heart and his mind,
mm-hmm.
then that's a bad,
right.
You're in a bad place already.
Okay.
So if you're in an ongoing conversation with him, and you know if he stumbles, you know how he stumbles and when mm-hmm. he stumbles, and not because you're monitoring him like a dictator, but mm-hmm. like you're being a good dad.
Okay. So you're having that conversation, you know that there's an issue here. What
right.
would you? How would you want to help him with it?
Well, then you teach him how to what to stay away from, what to avoid.
Okay.
Yeah. If a boy is stumbled by, the kind of thing that would show up in a Christian
sure.
textbook,
sure.
then he's probably stumbled by all the girls in his class. He's probably stumbled by At some point, if he's the kind of kid who's falling in love with the models in the Sears robot catalog,
okay, sure.
then you need to address it sort of front and center,
okay.
right? So that's not a problem with them,
mm-hmm.
right? That's a problem with you.
Right.
So you pray and talk, encourage, exhort.
Okay.